I wasn't expecting trouble when I pulled off the highway. It was meant to be a quick stopover for dinner. The neon sign shining in the distance simply said, Bar. To the point, no fuss. A sign above the entrance claimed, Best Burger in Town. I had been on the road for 10 hours, so as long as they had buns with meat inside, I didn't really care. But what town? It was the middle of nowhere. The joint was a flat wooden structure, standing by itself just east of the border between Utah and Nevada. Another 150 miles to my destination, Little Butte, Nevada. A little over 2 hours. Not many vehicles on the highway. I got out of my pickup and stretched. It was a cool early April evening, just about getting dark. The crunch of my cowboy boots on gravel filled the quiet evening as I walked towards the entrance. The inside of the joint was as lacking in personality as the name on the sign outside. A rectangular setup with tables laid out along three walls. Tables with chairs, not booths. The fourth wall had a bar with a door on each side. One leading to the kitchen, the other to the restrooms. There was a jukebox beside the restroom door. Didn't look like it worked. The place was practically empty. That suited me fine. I'm not what folks call a people person. There were two men at the bar. The one with a bored look was the bartender. He clearly didn't give a hoot about the troubles the drunk was trying to share with him. As I entered, the waitress standing beside the kitchen door looked up from her phone. Late 30s, pleasant face, bored look. Doing this a long time? Maybe too long. I asked for the table in the far corner, slightly hidden by the jukebox, but with a clear view of the entrance in the entire place. Restricting the directions of approach, it had become second nature, identifying positions of dominance in any terrain. I wasn't expecting trouble, but it doesn't hurt to be watchful. Second nature.
Take your pick. Not exactly rush hour,
the waitress replied with a wry smile.
She was efficient. My drink was in front of me within 3 minutes. A double shot of bourbon. Spreading a map on the table, I studied the remainder of the route. I folded the map when the waitress appeared again with my burger. She had just returned to her spot by the kitchen door when the main door was flung open. A hulk of a man occupied the frame, at least 6'5", close to 300 pounds, the kind of man who doesn't go down with a single bullet. I could see trouble written all over him, in large letters. I've spent years dealing with lowlifes, from terrorists during my days as a Special Forces Ranger to drug runners and gangsters as a U.S. Marshal. I knew the telltale signs. There hadn't been any warning of the man's arrival, no sound of any vehicle pulling in. He didn't look like the walking type. He surely hadn't trekked to that joint out in the boondocks. Must have parked his wheels at a distance and walked over. You wouldn't do that if your intentions were noble. The Hulk had a phone in his right hand. He glanced at it briefly as he stepped in, before pushing it back into his pocket. He held his left hand slightly crookedly over his loose shirt. Definitely a shotgun inside the shirt. He was followed by another man, about my height, a couple of inches over 6 feet, but wiry. At least 25 pounds lighter than my 200. He seemed jumpy, dilated pupils, possibly high on meth. I groaned. I was on a tight time frame. Places I was meant to be, urgent matters to be dealt with. I didn't have time for messing with lowlifes.
Where's Mitch?
The Hulk asked the bartender.
No idea, buddy. I haven't seen him for a few days.
The bartender tried to sound friendly, but couldn't hide the tremor in his voice. The Hulk suddenly placed his hand on the side of the bartender's head and banged it down on the bar. It was fast, unexpected. The drunk almost fell off his stool and moved away.
You lie again, I crush your skull. I know he was here today, the Hulk shouted.
He took out his shotgun, a 12-gauge double barrel, sawed off. Could be really messy in that enclosed space. The drunk began edging towards the door. The wiry guy took out a Glock tucked inside the back of his jeans.
No one's going anywhere today.
He almost sounded excited. The underlying threat of the words did not register on the drunk. He kept edging away. Without another word, the wiry guy shot him in the chest. The waitress screamed as the man collapsed.
What the f? Stop shooting, you damn junkie. We don't kill anyone until we get Mitch.
The Hulk yelled at the wiry man.
I was aiming for the shoulder, but he was part of Mitch's crew. I've seen him dealing.
The junkie replied in a whiny tone, trying to justify himself. The shot man twitched and went still. The waitress screamed again. The Hulk butted her face with the shotgun. That really made my blood boil.